I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, we talk about what we haven't talked about for like 3 weeks. Yeah, I know. It's been a minute. It's Apathetic Enthusiasm. Oh, the manual fades.
Yeah,
in a new platform.
You can tell
we
it.
We have to.
You can tell it. You can tell it to manually fade. Yeah, I mean, you can't tell it to. Well, you can tell it to manually fade. It just won't necessarily work.
What?
Keep
talking to me.
Yeah, okay. I'll keep talking to you. Am I quiet? Is that what the problem is?
Yeah, you felt quiet. I'm trying to get our levels equal.
Yeah.
For the video viewer.
No, that makes sense.
Both of them.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I'm not super successful. I'm trying to make myself sound louder.
My computer.
Maybe. Welcome to Apathetic Enthusiasm, where we are trying to troubleshoot sound issues as we record. I am Brandon. That is Travis.
And I am backwards. I just realized I am mirrored.
Oh, crap. All right. See, this is what's happening. So while you fix your stuff, Travis, I'll explain to the viewer and the listener what's going on. Why we seem so discombobulated?
I'm just gonna be mirrored for this episode because I'm not gonna redo all of my Discord options on screen.
Yeah,
while we record this video.
That's fair. So what happened was we hadn't recorded in a couple weeks. And we're like, okay,
in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start it up. And so we pop open Zoom, and it starts with Travis's audio is only coming into my left side of my ear, like my left ear. Like, okay, let's troubleshoot that for a little bit. And like, oh well, let's restart Zoom. After like a whole slew of uninteresting things, there's a setting in there that says stereo audio, which stereo audio left or right, like left and right. If he unclicks it, then it's in both ears. If he clicks it, it's only one ear. Like, okay, all right, we fixed it. Great. And then we're like, okay, sound for musicians. Oh, there's an update, so I just can't click it on screen anymore. And then it would sound like crap and all this type of crap. It's really, really boring. Anyway, so we're on Discord today. And
it's free. The Discord episode.
It's free.
Maybe the first of many Discord episodes. So welcome to Apathetic Enthusiasm. My name's Travis. His name's Brandon. Yep. We didn't really introduce ourselves too well.
Nope.
But welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. If you're new, for starters, how did you find us? We're glad you're here.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us all over the social internet. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/apathetic enthusiasm show. Over on Instagram, @apathetic_enthusiasm. You can send us an email, apathetic.enthusiasmshow@gmail.com. Or find us on the web, apatheticenthusiasm.com. You can also find our other podcasts on there. Speaking of other podcasts, if you want video versions of the podcast, you can go to youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm. You can find this, Interdimensional RSS, submitted for your approval, Twilight Zone podcast.
Maybe it's on there, sure.
You might have done a couple video versions.
I don't know if I ever did of that. Well, maybe like one.
Maybe not.
Or two.
Maybe just the ones that we did. Our Real Relationships. Check that out for all your.
That's one of them.
What is it? Gooblies.
Gooblies.
What's the movie you just talked about?
Oh, Ghoulies. Ghoulies 2.
Gooblies.
Ghoulies.
Gooblies 2.
Our 80s and 90s friends out there who were alive during the 80s and 90s, you might have gone through like a Blockbuster video and seen the box art to this movie called Ghoulies and Ghoulies 2, where these little creatures, they kind of look like gremlins-ish, like little Muppets, are coming out of the toilet. And if you've seen that box art, that's what movie we covered recently. We also watched The Rocketeer. We just watched The Rocketeer for Thanksgiving. And we're planning our Christmas movie watches.
Is Rocketeer a Thanksgiving movie?
No, we're going to do a Home for the Holidays, but then we're like, we really want to watch The Rocketeer, because I don't know if you knew this, Travis, and I know you didn't know this, so just ignore I said that. The guy who wrote Ghoulies 2 also co-wrote The Rocketeer. And so...
Well, it's so obvious based on the box art.
let's watch The Rocketeer. That's a good movie. And so now
I'm officially submitting for your approval to our real relationships Muppet Christmas Carol as a holiday movie.
All right. So,
Is it because I'm wearing Muppet socks? No. It's because I watched Muppet's Christmas Carol today. And by watched Muppet's Christmas Carol, I mean I turned it on my TV and then I took a 2-hour nap after I had an endoscopy procedure today. And the sedation hadn't fully exited my system. So I like to go and take a nap.
You had an endoscopy today?
I did. And that's why in this episode, we'll be showing you pictures from inside my esophagus and stomach. That's right. Stick around. Just kidding. Those pictures are strictly for patrons over at patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm, who also, unfortunately, will not see those pictures. But
if you want to
support the show, you can go there. I did have an endoscopy. It's funny because I have, and we've talked about this before, I believe, on the podcast. I have a condition called eosinophilic esophagitis. It took me a year and a half to learn how to say that word. But I've had this condition now for, close to like almost 10 years.
Oh my gosh. 10 years?
You've
only had it for 10 years?
Yeah.
Did you develop it? Or was it like you always had it and then you realized, I have something?
No, it's definitely something that has hit me more in the last like 10 years. It wasn't a problem I've always had.
Okay.
Because I used to take big bites of food. Barely chew it and just swallow it down.
Big.
But yeah, for those of you that don't know, EOE, as it's the much easier way to say it, basically is like something in your esophagus that causes your esophagus to get like more narrow. It can cause food to get stuck. It can also cause like indigestion, heartburn, those sorts of things. The first time I noticed it, I was eating a hot dog and I took a drink of soda and just the hot dog got stuck like right in my throat. And I basically had to run to a bathroom and puke it up.
Oh, geez.
I
had that same situation in college. It was a really
beer was involved, though. There was a really zero alcohol involved.
Yeah, no, there's no alcohol with me.
Yeah, either. You gotta relax, Brandon. You gotta relax when that happens. Anyway, so I just I dealt with this for several years before I finally went and saw a doctor about it. Turns out there's like a whole condition with like treatments and things for it. So that means I have had numerous endoscopies now. We were trying to figure out how many I've had because I was getting them every 6 months for a while. I took a year off because a medication that they had given me was working. And so obviously the medication's working. So then I stopped taking the medication.
Of course.
Well, it's experimental. It's new, right? So they wanted to see if it just fixed it and now I'm good, but it came back. So I'm back on the medication and this is like a checkup thing, but it is a procedure. They knock you out and they do all those things. So yeah, so I had that today. But look at me. Here I am. I'm podcasting. I'm still technically a fall risk, so I'll sit down the entire episode. I can't make any legal decisions. So I will not make any legal decisions on this podcast. But other than that,
and that's why
I think I'm good.
We might still be using Zoom next week, right? Because we can't make that call right now.
Yeah, no, this is strictly a trial run with Discord. But I mean, so far, I don't know how it's working for you. It's working.
No, it's pretty solid.
For me. So.
Yeah, it's almost a little bit better. Almost a little bit better than Zoom. Well, here's what I'll say. I'm having an issue.
To be considered an official endorsement, but.
What I'm having an issue is, so how I have the screen set up normally in Zoom is I have you on top. That way I can pretend like I'm looking at you in the camera. All right.
Yeah. The same way I have you positioned directly below my webcam.
Yeah. But in the Zoom, I can't move you to the top. So it looks like I'm looking like in the center of the screen. And so I'm on the top. I don't want to be on the top. I want to be on the bottom so I can have you up the top. So it looks like I'm looking at the camera.
There is a little pin at the bottom of the window that says stay on top. And I think if you click that.
Stay on top.
Or unclick it.
Pinned messages.
In the Discord?
Let's see.
The actual Discord window where our video is. Again, the riveting podcast material that people. Hey, guys. Welcome to Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Yeah,
where we teach you how to set up your Discord video chat.
No. It does want to do that.
40-year-old dudes. weird.
Maybe if I right-click you. Oh, okay. Well, let's try it. Look, we'll do.
Can you just drag me to the top?
That's what I tried to do. Like, that's not intuitive. You know, I like Zoom.
It's not intuitive. Anyway, so, it's been a while since we released an Apathetic Enthusiasm. It's been close to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. We have been consistent with our other podcast that we're doing right now, the Swifflecast, where Brandon and I talk crap about our fantasy football league for about 30 minutes each week. But that doesn't go out to everybody. That just goes to our fantasy group. So, I have been out of pocket. I've been dealing with my daughter's medical stuff. She was in the hospital for a little bit. And wouldn't you know it, every time I stayed at the hospital, it was on our normal recording night. And we can't record on other nights. We're legally required
obligated.
To. I can't
obligated.
Make any other legal decisions right mm-hmm. now because I'm a fall risk. Yeah. And you
almost a winter risk.
Yeah. It's real cold here. it dropped below freezing overnight and Oklahoma was not ready for it. There were so many car wrecks this morning in the city of Oklahoma City, just from people not knowing how to drive, not knowing that bridges are more icy than normal roads.
Yeah. That black ice, that Texas tea will get you every time. And there's probably a lot of people that have moved into Oklahoma in the last, year or so. Like, 'cause I feel like a lot of people are moving into the Midwest and the South and stuff like that, from more expensive areas of the U.S., the better parts, and so they're going there, and they don't know how to drive in there. Like people in Arizona, they don't know how to drive on the ice, right? Unless you're in Flagstaff, in which case maybe people in California,
It snows in Flagstaff.
Yeah. People in California, they don't know how to drive on the ice, right? I learned a long time ago.
I didn't when I moved here.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I can't stop sliding. And that's the lesson you learn real quick of like.
It scared the crap out of Sheena when we first moved here, like our first winter, and she had to drive to work. And she did fine until she got into the parking lot and then trying to turn into a parking spot. And like that area was icy as I punched my microphone. she just slid right into her coworker's car. I don't think a lot of damage happened. I don't recall because that was like 20 years ago. But yeah, that was, we've learned since then. Mm-hmm. And we lived in Omaha for 5 years where the weather is way worse. But generally we just don't risk it. We try to stay off the roads when we don't have to be. And yeah, especially here, cause they don't take care of the roads as well.
No, but they
yeah, it's been 3 weeks. Thankfully family's all home. Everybody's doing good. But we have plenty of things we could talk about. I'm sure we've been up to all sorts of business, doing all sorts of fun and exciting, unique things.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Thanksgiving was just here. Let's talk about Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah,
that was
the thing. Yeah, Thanksgiving. That's yeah. right.
So for Thanksgiving,
for our foreign listeners, Thanksgiving is an American holiday.
An American Thanksgiving. Five will goes west.
Yeah.
There is a Canadian Thanksgiving as well. It's not this time of the year. So Thanksgiving. Just a real quick aside on card games before we get into the Lorcan a minute for you. I bought a Riftbound, which is a League of Legends game. So League That's of right. Legends,
new trading card game based on League of Legends,
just came out in October. What I was doing for Thanksgiving is I'll get into this just slightly. Thanksgiving last year, my nephew wanted to play D&D. So I set up like a little one shot. And then this year he wanted to do another one shot. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get all set up. And what I did was I 3D printed like these cool kind of D&D boxes where like you can, it's got all the skills and it's got little rollers and it's really, really cool. But as part of this, I wanted to also go get dice. I wanted each of these boxes. So I made one for Dexter. I made one for my nephew. And then I went to the game store so I could buy dice. So I could just put dice in there so they'd have dice to roll. As I'm at the game store, I'm like, oh, look at those Lorcana. Like they're or not Lorcana, the League of Legends Riftbound. I'm like, huh, it's only $20. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Maybe those are the booster packs, though. And so I get a couple things of dice and I'm like, are those the starter packs? Like, yeah, that's what those are. And the starter packs for Riftbound are based off of characters in the game. And so there's a Jinx one that most people know who Jinx is because, like she's the most recognizable one for some reason.
And because of Arcane, I think yeah. Arcane, the Netflix series did a lot of heavy lifting on mm-hmm. making League of Legends more accessible for people that either didn't play the game or just were not familiar with it. A lot of those characters, you know, became popular through the
show. If I ever go back into League of Legends, I liked Jinx. I played Jinx a lot when I was playing that game a lot. And then Jinx became the one that everyone focused on. And so now I'm like, if I go back and I start playing, they'll be like, okay, ooh, casual, which I am. Yeah. That's not the point. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Not there's anything wrong with being casual.
So I got the Jinx one and I got the Lee Sin one. And so the idea was I was going to take that and my younger brother, Brett, is a huge League of Legends fan. And my brother, Tim, was coming down from Washington as well. So I'm like, okay, yeah, let's maybe we can play this. You know, the thing about card games, if you haven't played them before, really, there's complexity there. And if you're drinking, that's not the time to learn how to play a game. The cards are cool, but also it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing, man.
Just out of curiosity, those starter sets. So it came with a pre-built deck mm-hmm. of cards.
And one booster pack.
And one booster pack. All right. Yeah, that's pretty standard from what I've seen, either through Lorcana or other trading card games that I've played now in the last 2 years. That seems to be like the going way that they give you like a step into the game. Mm-hmm. I am very interested in Riftbound. From a gameplay perspective, not from a like collector type perspective. As like Lorcana, I play a ton, but I also collect. So I'm opening a lot of packs. I'm trying to at least like master set, get one of each card and things like that. I'm usually trying to get like four copies of a lot of cards that are really playable. Just so I have a lot of options and I can build different decks, and I'm very steeped in the game. I'm very heavily engaged with Lorcana. Riftbound to me is like, looks interesting. The gameplay mechanic looks very interesting. It's very different than kind of what you're trying to do in Lorcana. So that's a benefit as well. And I would like to play it, but I'd like to play it the way I'd like to play like other board games or something like that. Like get a couple starter decks, learn the mechanics, play through it. I did the same thing with, was it Star Wars Unlimited, I think is what it's called, where like, it's cool, it's Star Wars, it's a trading card game, but I bought two starter decks, and that's been it. I learned the mechanics. I will say,
I bought a starter deck too.
Did you sell that yet?
I never did. Like
that's something you should have done.
I never did.
After this episode, maybe we'll go check what the price is of that. Yeah. And see if you should post that or not. All right. So yeah, as you mentioned, trading card games can be very complicated, especially the very first time you play it. And it's like intimidating. It's very intimidating. Members of my family will not even attempt to play just because it seems too complicated.
Right.
And it's funny to me that after playing like weekly at a minimum, a trading card game, like the game itself is second nature to me in such a way that like I know so much about it that I know like what hundreds of cards abilities are and like probably thousands of cards now. Like I know what each card does. I know statistics on the cards, and I'm just like, gosh, I'm such a nerd. But like that is like, to go from where I was Christmas 2 years ago when I bought literally what you bought, two starter decks, to where I am now, like total night and day difference. And it took me like 3 days to learn how to play Lorcana. So I imagine learning to play Riftbound. Have you gone back since Thanksgiving and like looked at the cards, looked at the, watched anything on gameplay or anything like that?
No, I haven't. I've wanted to, because I have the starter packs right next to my work computer. Cause I worked from home yesterday on the trip back from Thanksgiving holiday break. And like, I'm just like, every time I walk past, I'm like, I should probably look that up, and I want to, but I got caught up with a different game, which we can talk about separately. And so like, that had kind of like taken my focus, but every time I walk past it, I'm like, I want to learn this because I'm interested in the lore of League of Legends. When they release a Twitch pack, Twitch being the rat, that is my favorite character of the game. Then I'll go back to
it. Which is bound to happen. I'm sure I've already Rift seen listings. Okay, fair enough. I've already seen listings for the next sets that are coming out, like the next chapter. I cannot find Riftbound in my area. I've gone to numerous game stores. I've gone to some retail stores. I have not found any product whatsoever. And the secondary market for it is pretty expensive.
Really?
Because
like I paid $20 bucks for a single starter deck.
Yeah, there's people that are turning around and like selling that for like $30-$40 bucks.
Oh really? Shit.
Online. Yeah.
Looks like I'm going back. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Just
well,
kidding.
You're supposed to go get me a couple.
Just kidding. I'm bad at being like, I'm gonna resell this, and then I don't. They just like, I still got like a Back to the Future Mattel from Comic-Con over there, another Jaws one. I've got the Star Wars Unlimited Comic-Con exclusive. I'm just really bad at being like, I'm going
to
sell it. You're
just holding on to it while it increases in value, and then you'll sell it.
That's certainly.
Or pass it on to your son, and he'll sell it.
Once he'll be like, no one plays this game anymore, Dad.
Yeah. The game did come out with like a four player like starter deck that came like in a box with four different decks and all this stuff. Cost over $100 and very hard to find. People are reselling just the single package decks from that game for like $20-$30 online. Mm. Just the raw cards, like so anyway. It might be a minute before I get to actually play this game, but it is really interesting to me. Mm. The mechanics interesting. I'd love to hear what you think about it once you learn how to play it.
I would have gone right back if I'd known there was such I went to the supermarket afterwards, and you're like, oh, if you go back, give me one. I'm like, okay, yeah. And I was like, I was trying to extract from you what the monetary value of one of those decks would be. And you're like, well, if you go back, you know, just grab me one. I'm like, okay, okay.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, you're my friend. I value you.
Thank you.
I value your time. I don't wanna put any, you know, extra pressure on you or anything like that. Or I know that if I ask you for two, you know, starter decks, that also incurs like a shipping cost and things like that, right? Like, you're gonna have to, you go buy the decks, and then you gotta go to the post office, you gotta print out the label, you gotta do these so I was like, yeah, I mean, if you're there, like, yeah, hit me up, like, you know, let me know. But I don't want to make you do that kind of stuff as well, you know. You know,
yeah, yeah, and I totally would, or I would just keep them here for when I see you next time.
That's true. That's also possible. Yeah. At which point, three other sets of Riftbound will have come out, and
those will be legacy. And
yeah. Right now, pre-sale for the next set, Spirit Forged of Riftbound. There are five listings on TCG Player. For $399 or $339.99 for a booster display, which comes with, I don't know, probably, I don't know how many packs, 14 packs. That's 220 cards, for $340. And that's pre-sale. That's estimated to come out in February. So, yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I've got too many other things I've got to spend money on.
Don't go down as a friend. Don't go down the TCG rabbit hole.
I will not. I will not. I still have
to live for.
I have a shit ton of Lorcana cards already that I didn't need to buy. but I blame that on you still, because when we went to Comic-Con, you're like, oh, let's look at this. I'm like, I'll buy one. And then I bought a box, and then I got an Enchanted.
I still want to play with you. That's the thing. I still want to teach you this game that I love and play it with you. But, you know, you got other things, like
I do.
Records or video games or things.
Okay, I'm going to talk about video games. I'm going to talk about TV, but let me talk about these records real quick. So I was like, my office is a mess, right? Like, you can, the video viewer, you see the back of my desk, you see the wall, and you see like all these pins. Like, there's so much going on. And I'm starting to go through this thing where I'm like, I kind of don't want to be cluttery anymore. I'm like,
Welcome to midlife. No.
Yeah. I think I'm almost done. So anyway, so I'm in my office here, and I'm looking around, and I've got this big box of records, and I'm like, okay, I need to clean up my office a little bit. You know what? I have this closet space. Let me put a shelf up there and then I will put the records up. And I was like, as I was putting up the shelf, all the brackets, like it's pretty sturdy. I'm like, let me put another bracket just in case it's too heavy. So then in the middle of the night last night, it's not the middle of the night. It's like midnight. All of a sudden it's like, fuck, what's that? And Chelsea, like, she like taps me like, Brandon. I just heard a really loud noise. And then I wake up, like, and then more stuff falls. Like, so then Dexter wakes up and he's like, is everything okay? And then Dexter like goes in the living room immediately, which by the way, we said,
he just immediately goes and walks out there.
Yeah. We're like, Dexter, be more afraid of loud noises in the middle of the night. So anyways, yeah. So the shelf that I put up, it busted. The mounts weren't good enough. And so it like fell. Thankfully it didn't fall all the way. I actually had another board like on the side of the wall that like propped it up a little bit. So just stuff slid off, but the shelf was there. It didn't rip the wall out. So
were the records okay?
The records are okay. Probably they're warped anyway, because I keep getting them from thrift stops. But my Creepshow ones are good. My Block Party one is good. My Viagra Boys one is good. The Rick and Morty ones are good. Any of the new ones, those are solid.
All good.
So anyways, I'm doing that. So it looks pretty good now. It's a little off. It's a little uneven. It's tilted a little bit because I was like, fuck it, I don't care. Just get up there. I just want a place to put my records and my record player. Okay, that's part one. Part two.
Breaking records.
Video game.
Okay. Video games.
I already mentioned that haven't played Riftbound because I'm like, I want to, but I'm getting caught up in stuff. There's two games I want. Galactic Survival, whatever. I've been playing that. I still play that. I like that game. I bought this one game called Ready or Not. And it's a tactical shooter. I don't know if you ever played this game for the original Xbox, Ghost Recon. But it was like
Ghost Recon. Yeah, for sure.
But it was like, or like Rainbow Six. There were games when those games came out originally, it was much more, don't go in guns blazing. You want to plan things out. You want to go in, you want to be tactical. You want to check your angles. You want to check your doors. You want to plan it.
Yeah,
we haven't had a game like that in a long time. And so this Ready or Not game is a kind of like a SWAT type of game. And it is much more of a, hey, be deliberate about your actions. Don't just bust into a door because that door might be trip mined. You know, I haven't played it yet, but I did buy it. So it was on Black.
OK.
But
all right.
The game I have been playing is called Ball X Pit. Have you heard of this game?
Ball X Pit?
Yeah.
I just like, one of my favorite things is to Google this stuff as you talk about it. No, I haven't. Is this like a pinball game? What is this?
So have you ever played the game Arkanoid, or like a brick breaker type of game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
So this is a roguelite brick breaker.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Type of game where you are a character like going up the screen and you're shooting balls and you can move around and you're getting experience and you're leveling up and you're getting new items and you're getting these different type of things and it, like kind of Tetris, like things keep dropping while these enemies are like attacking you, so you keep attacking with different balls and like different abilities, and each like so many different characters, each character has a different type of ability. And then there's like a meta aspect of it where like you kind of base build and you harvest resources. And to harvest resources, like you do like another kind of like brick breaker mini game where like you send your people around. And it's like, boom, 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 boom. Anyways, it's very, 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 very fun. It's repetitive only in the sense that you're playing the same type of game over and over and over again, but it's pretty fun. I do recommend it. It was on Game Pass, and so I had my eye on it, but I was right in the throes of Galactic Survivor. But this Thanksgiving, Brett said, "This game's really good. You should try it." I'm like, "All right, okay,
all right. I guess I'll give it a whirl."
So I skipped work today just so I can play it all day. Just kidding.
Hey, I bosses. Skipped work so I could shove a camera down my throat.
Yeah, which is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
So much. I recommend it, Travis, if you're into those types of games.
Yeah, it sounds fun. I have a real problem. I'm becoming a very
recluse.
What's the word? No.
Curmudgeon.
singularly focused on like we joke about Lorcana minutes and all that stuff, but like, especially because I'm spending now hundreds of dollars to go to a different state to go play this silly little Disney card game in like a 2,000 player tournament. I have been very focused on Lorcana over the next like this month and last month. There is a website that someone has developed that we call by many names, Voldemort Fight Club, just not what the actual website is called, because there are checkboxes that you have to click when you go on this website saying that you won't like stream the game, you won't make any like videos of it and stuff, because it is a basically fan-made Lorcana online game. And the last one that came out got a cease and desist from Disney. So it is one of the only ways that you can play other players online. But I have been locked in on that, trying to get and let's be real, like there were a lot of days where I was sitting in the hospital with my daughter and she was not feeling well. She was sleeping for long stretches of time. And so I'm just in there, well, click, click, click. Let's play game after game of Lorcana. Especially just because like a new set came out, and so there's a lot of new cards, there's a lot of new like ways people are building their decks, and so like I've just been really focused on that. And then when it comes to like media content, I'm not watching like normal movies, TV shows. I'm like, let me watch this stream of people playing. Let me watch the stream of the tournament. So it makes me really boring as a person. But it means I've been doing okay. I'm kind of boring. I did go see that new Wizard of Oz movie. What's it called? It's Wicked for Good. We went and saw that right after Thanksgiving.
Pretty good, huh? Probably better than the first one.
I don't know that it was better than the first one. My son thinks it wasn't. Or he thinks it was. He liked it better than the first one. But you know, how many like Broadway musicals is the second act better than the first act? I'll wait. You just hit us in the comments. Let us know.
Phantom of the Opera.
Which music? Okay, hot take. Good to know. Thanks. Name two songs from Phantom of the Opera. And they can't be Phantom of the Opera.
Music of the Night and Reprise.
He got me, guys. What can I say? I don't know. I know there's Brandon Cruz lore about Phantom of the Opera and like your mom playing it or something. I feel like that's
my uncle. Yeah. Yeah.
Your uncle on the piano,
because it's just like you could just play the white black keys and then go like da, 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 dun, 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 dun. And that's it. Like, it's like, oh, that's really cool. That's all it takes.
that's all it takes to be a composer. Yeah. No, I mean, I thought Wicked for Good was like, you
go,
pretty good.
You go like this. You go. That's it.
Have you gotten a lot of work out of that? A little synthesizer, bud?
Or you could do this one. You go. You do that one too.
He's a tech bro. He's into gear. He's a gearhead.
I'm a musical gearhead. Look, I've talked about this before. This thing is amazing. Okay, I don't want to talk about it again, but it's amazing. I love it. Anyways, so tech bros. Yeah. So you didn't like the Wizard of Oz movie?
It was good. I liked it. I thought it was a nice little conclusion. Yeah, it's good. It's weird because I'm a huge, growing up as a big fan of Wizard of Oz. I thought that was one of my like favorite movies growing up, and so then like it very much is a slanted, you know, version of Wizard of Oz, a retelling through another perspective, which I appreciate. But it's very different, and so I think it's funny the liberties that the story takes with it and stuff.
And that might be why I prefer Return to Oz, because Firouza Balk and TikTok and like is a much creepier version of like, I mean, it's a sequel essentially to Wizard of Oz. I think
ever read like the actual books?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, me neither.
Mm. All right.
Wow. Good to know. All right. What else has happened? What else has happened in the world? I feel like there's other things that we haven't talked about.
There is. Oh, so I went to see, I don't think we talked about this yet. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks, weeks. I went to see Paranormal Activity in the theater. Speaking of theater.
That's right. You said you were going to it in our last episode.
Yeah.
And then we never made another one. How was that? Tell me about that experience.
Theater. I'll start by saying it was really good. All right. I start by saying that because it's going to sound like when I start the story, it wasn't very good. It's going to start that way. But I want you to know that it's going to start that way because of my hangups as a person, not because of the quality of the show. So, okay. It's the first play I've been to basically since I was a teenager. And there was a time where I was a theater kid when I say theater kid, like I was like, these electives are much easier and much more fun than, doing yearbook. I'll do theater instead. And so we did, you know, going to a bunch of like acting and theaters and stuff like that. So like I've always been interested in doing that, but I've always felt like watching plays, like because you're up on stage, you're not mic'd up, you have to embellish a little bit. You have to be a little bit more outgoing and be like just a simple movement. You have to do it a little bit extra.
Yeah. It's.
And so we're at this theater, and so the play starts, and it's like, it's kind of hammy because it's theater. I'm like, it's okay, Brandon, just get past it. Get past this. This is how it has to be. And then eventually it did get that way. But that was like my first hang up. Now, the set was amazing. So you're looking at the stage, and it's like kind of like a cross cut of a two-story house. And so you have a kitchen, you have then like the front door is like kind of in the middle in the backstage. Then on the right side you have a couch and like there's supposed to be like a window kind of the off screen. Then it goes upstairs, and there's like a staircase that goes upstairs, and there's a second part of the set that there's a bedroom on the far left. In the middle, you have a room that it's like supposed to be like a nursery. That just is a door that goes backstage, and then kind of like a bathroom setup. with, like, there's a shower curtain and toilet and all that type of stuff. So like the set was very, very impressive. And like each one of those rooms has its own lighting, and like the two characters, a man and a woman, they had moved from like Chicago to England, to get away from bad happenings. And, so they're like walking through the house and they're like turning on lights, turning off lights. And what's really cool about it is there's a lot of misdirection going on. The director of the play, kind of in the playbill, talks about how he's like really, really into magic and, you know, illusions. And you can kind of tell that once you see, like, there's no spoilers. I say no spoilers. I don't know if anybody is actually going to see this play. So spoiler alert for anybody who's going to go see.
Spoiler alert if you plan on seeing the live production of Paranormal Activity.
So it's a man and a wife. And so the wife she's being afflicted by some kind of spirit. She doesn't know what it is. So she goes upstairs and she's like,
can I ask you a question for me and Bob and everybody else that doesn't watch horror movies? Is this the same story of like the Paranormal Activity movies, or is this like an original story?
It's an original
within
story.
Within the same vein. Okay. All right.
I don't think it has anything to do with any of the other movies or anything like that.
All right.
So, so this character, she goes upstairs. She's like, her and her husband get into a fight. Cause she's like, you never believe me, whatever. And she puts a hoodie on and she goes upstairs and goes in that middle room. So he's like downstairs. He's like, yeah, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. We got into a fight. Like, you know what? I'll make us dinner. I'll make us some dinner. So he goes in the refrigerator. He starts making stuff. And so you're in the audience and you see the girl, the wife, come back out of that room. She's got a hoodie on, right? She walks down the steps. She goes down into the kitchen with him and he's still talking. He's like, blah, 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 blah. And she goes to the sink and she's starting to do stuff. And, you know, he looks at her like, well, you know, what's going on? Like, why aren't you, respond to me? And then all of a sudden, like the robe drops and then disappears. She's just gone. And then like 2 seconds later upstairs, the wife comes out in that same robe, well, different robe, but looks the same one. It's like, who are you talking to down there? Right. So it's like very like, oh, right. Okay. Oh, that. And I was like, this is the moment where I'm like, okay, got it. Like,
you're locked in at this point.
His magician illusionist thing is like, okay, I see where he's coming from with this. At that moment, I'm like, everything is misdirection. So now I'm like looking at the rooms that are dark. I'm looking at it is really, really good. Really fantastic from a technical perspective.
Very interesting. Yeah, no, obviously if you're talking about movies and horror movies and things like that, like there's a level of effects that's needed. There's camera tricks, there's, you know, more recently, you know, computer generated effects and things like that. But even just like practical effects, we talked about Friday the 13th, you know, a couple months ago, and like for those kills to happen, like you have to have some, you know, pretty, you have to come up with some interesting effects. Yeah. And to do all of that in a live performance where, you know, like you can't, you don't get another take. You don't get like, let's shoot it from a different angle. It's really interesting that there was a project that saw the light of day. Even.
There was a really cool gimmick. I call it gimmick, but it was really good. It felt very horror movie-ish. And for it to be a stage show and have this thing was really, really cool to me. So they had this thing where, again, they went to London from Chicago. His mom is like a very like kind of like mother hen type of character, but they would FaceTime with her. And so he would take the phone and then set it on the dock. And then there's a TV that faced the audience. So as he's talking to his mom, you can see the mom talking to him on the big screen. So later on in the play, you know, his wife is being afflicted by this spirit, this entity, and he's freaking out, and he's like talking to his mom. She FaceTimes him and she's talking to him, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, like she's like saying, like, kind of earlier on in the play, she's kind of like passive aggressive things that she's saying. And you're like, okay, but she's like, it's just how the mom is acting, right? But then this version, she starts like getting really kind of like, well, you know, she wouldn't be a good mother anyways. And I mean, but I mean, think about it. Like, you wouldn't be a good father either. And so it's like,
jeez,
huh? Okay. All right. And then eventually like it gets like, it's kind of going this dark route. And she's like, but you know, then again, just open the door. He's like, what? Eh, just open the front door. And then all of a sudden the doorbell rings. And then he goes to the door, and then his mom's there. She's like, hey, I haven't heard from you in a long time. Where have you been? And then all of a sudden, like, the screen turns off with his mom. It like, turns off. Like, what the hell's going on here? but then in like a double thing, I could talk more about this. And again, I'm spoiling it for everybody who is clearly going to see it. The mom is there and she's like talking to him, and she's like, you quit your job. I haven't heard from you. I was really worried about you. And they're hanging out, blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, you know, let's pray. Let's pray about things. Like, let's make you feel better. And then then she's like, but first open the door. And then the doorbell rings, and then he goes to he like looks at her. She's like, it's okay. Go open the door. And he opens the door, and she's like, there's nothing there, is there? And then it's like a scream, and then her eyes are bloody, and then that's the end of the scene. And like, that's a fucking great horror movie trope in a play form. And they did it really, really well. So,
very cool. How big of a was this more of like an intimate, like, smaller theater that you went and saw this in? Or
no, it was fairly large. They had I forget what the name of the theater is, but you know, they had the balcony seats. They had like the playbill, kind of like not the Wallace and Gromit, but the Muppet Show guys, Waldorf.
Yeah.
They had a couple of those out there. Intermission, like, they're like 5 minutes. Yeah, it was pretty cool, man.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Awesome. Yeah, no, I haven't done anything cool like that. So yeah,
no, you won a Lorcana game. Lorcana tournament.
I did. Oh, you're talking about Friday night. Yeah, it's so. All right, I'll say this. I'll say this. This will be our. I know we already talked about Lorcana, but I'm one dimensional. That's the term I was looking for earlier. One of the stores that I play at frequently, they just opened a really big new space. They've expanded their store and basically rented, I'm assuming, this whole other area in a strip mall with a very large play space dedicated to tabletop gaming, card games, things like that. It's a space where they can hold much larger tournaments and things like that. So it's really nice new space. They've outfitted the place with some cool technology. There's cameras so you can kind of like and live streaming setups. So they're doing a lot more live streaming of gameplay and stuff like that, which is popular in the games now too. Like, there's a lot of, when you have tournaments, you have featured tables, and they'll live stream games and stuff like that on Twitch and stuff. So I went and played there Friday night. We had an okay turnout for Lorcana. About, I want to say it was about 12 people showed up. I did go 3-0. I won all of my matches. And because of the number of players, they wanted to run a fourth round. That at that point, nobody wanted to play. Like, we're like, yeah, no, like, let's just do three rounds and get out of here. Like, it's late. And the only other undefeated player was my son, Caleb. And so there, I was like, are we going to play this fourth round just for us? Let's just rock, paper, scissors. And so I beat him at rock, paper, scissors. And it was very, like, informal. It was, like, it was just like a joke. Like, it wasn't going to really be, like, for us to see who wins this thing or whatever. The prizing was pretty, it was, like, a lore counter, which is, like, a thing you use to keep your score on, a pin, or, like, a box to store cards in. And it was basically going to be the first player gets to pick what they want first, and then second place picks what they want. Well, Caleb won in a previous week and got the lore counter, which I wanted. So I just picked the same prize that he had already gotten. So then he got the same prize he would have won anyway. But what it did mean is that because I was the winner, they wanted to take my picture for their social media. So I go stand up against one of these black walls, and I'd already put my jacket on because I thought I was leaving, and I just stand there. Well, a bunch of the other people that were playing were just giving me the hardest time because I had to go take my picture now, right? So they're all, like, cheering and, you know, yelling and stuff, and which was cracking me up. But it was fun. It is nice to have a good group of folks in the area that you see at different places and get to play with on a regular basis. So yeah, that was fun. I did win that game or that night. It's funny because Friday, whether we play on Thursday or Friday nights, usually those places are a little bit more structured and, like, tournament driven, where you have an opponent, you play best of three, and then you winners go on to play other people with similar records, and it feels more like a tournament, even though it's a little bit more casual. When we go play on Sundays, it's very casual. There's usually, like, themes involved where you have to build a deck based on, you know, different themes. This week was all of your cards had to be from the same movie. So, like, I built a deck that was all Aladdin characters because there were a lot of Aladdin cards that were viable to play with. But there's competitive players there that you'll go and play against, but it's not structured. It's more like, hey, who's not playing anyone? Hey, do you want to go play a game? Play a game or two, and then, all right, cool, let's go play somebody else. And you just kind of bounce around, and it's a little bit more social and casual. But anyway, yeah, that's a long way to say, yeah, my picture was on Facebook because I but oh, anyway, about that store, I did, the guy that took my picture is, like, their social media dude, right? He's the guy that is going around taking pictures and doing things and trying to promote the store. And a lot of us are like, hey, you have this big new space. You guys should really host, like, a 1K tournament or something with, like, you know, $1,000 prize pool or something like that, whether that's in product or whether that's in money. If you guys advertise that, you charge a good enough amount. Like, there's a lot of people in just our local area that would play in it, as mm-hmm. well as people from Tulsa. People might come down from, like, Wichita. People could even come up from Dallas or come over from Arkansas. Like, there's a lot of players within a reasonable distance that if you build it, they will come, right? Like, if you host the tournament and get the information out there, it could be successful. So, and it's hard for stores because they see only, you know, 12 of us show up on a Lorcana night when, you know, maybe 30, 40 people show up for, like, a big Magic the Gathering night or something like that. And so they don't see it as being as popular of a game mm-hmm. or something like that. But but we're all kind of spread out and we all go to different stores and, like, yeah. But then when there's a big tournament, like, we all kind of show up.
If you have something to offer, people will show up.
Yes. But something that I'm very interested in, because of my background of doing this podcast for forever and doing things like this and having the setup for it, is casting games. I'm really interested in the idea of on Twitch or something like that.
You're going to do the announcer thing. You're going to do the announcer?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah.
So
yeah, I'll help you. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
as soon as we teach you how to play.
You do the X's and O's, right?
You're the Jason Bateman in Dodgeball of like just color commentary, not really fully understanding. It's a bold strategy, Cotton. We'll see if it works out for him. But yeah. So I did sort of make some introductions and try and get my name out there to see if they do hold tournaments like that. Hey, if you need somebody that's knowledgeable about the game, knows the game and can speak to it and can kind of help, you know, add some context to a live stream, more than happy to do that. Does that mean I don't get to play in the tournament? Yeah, it does. But, you know, that's what I have Caleb for. I'll let him go win it and I'll just talk about it. Right. But that's something that I'm trying to figure out how to get into that. I think part of it is just live streaming gameplay, playing games online through an approved online gameplay resource. And then just kind of building up like a Twitch presence through that. So soon as I come up with time to do it, that's something that I'm looking into.
Yeah. So you can almost like go to all, you know, Lorcana streams, right? Mute it and then just talk about it like that, just into a microphone like by yourself and just be like, you know, like just go through the motions of it and like get practice that way. Like almost like, like a hairbrush in a mirror, like singing, right? Like I'm doing this. Ooh, I'm like, you're honing your chops in the comfort of your own house.
It's true. And then the hard part about it is always doing it by yourself versus doing it with somebody else, right? Like, conversationally, it's much easier to do than like a podcast. Like, podcast by yourself is much harder than doing it with a partner. So,
And I would totally help
figure it out.
But you need somebody there that you can trust that you can work with.
Yeah, I got some people I'm thinking about that are definitely not you.
That's good. Sheena.
But yeah, so that's it's Sheena. It's my wife who refuses to have anything to do with the game. She buys a lot of packs though. She buys us a lot of packs because she likes to see us opening them.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Anyway, happy December, everybody.
Yeah.
Hopefully you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. A great Black Friday, a great Cyber Monday. I don't know. Did you buy anything cool?
I bought Pink Floyd, The Wall, the movie. It wasn't on sale. It wasn't a deal. I just realized I don't know where my DVD is, and I want to put it on my Plex server. So I bought it again.
Oh, nice. That movie was instrumental in my life growing up.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't to put added pressure on Brandon to get this podcast out on Tuesday, but if you're watching this on YouTube or listening to it on Tuesday, Giving Tuesday, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna give a shout out to Blood Cancer United, which is a charity that supports research for all blood cancers. Right, my daughter has a leukemia, and if you give to Blood Cancer United on Tuesday, December 2nd, then they will match your donation. Pretty cool way to double your impact. That is my singular pitch for an organization that you can support if you are so interested.
No, that's really good. I at work, they're having somebody organized a like a charity thing where like you build boxes, and I think you give those boxes to people who are affected by cancer. I didn't realize that I volunteered for this for tomorrow, which is Tuesday Giving Day or whatever it is. Like, oh
yeah,
good for me, good for me,
good. Glad I did that.
Yeah, glad I did that. But yeah, charity of choice. I think.
Yeah,
one of the things that really liked about our real relationships is like that we go out and we give charity. Like, and every episode we're like, we're gonna do this, but please just give something to someone out there. So yeah. Oh, well, what was your organization again?
It's Blood Cancer United. It used to be like the Leukemia Society. They recently rebranded. But yeah. Okay. Yeah, if you just search bloodcancerunited.org, that is their website.
All right. There it is. All right, do that. Here's what I'll say.
Do
it. It says we're all about blood cancer. That's like the first thing it says on there.
We're all about it. We love it here.
we're all about it. We're all about them blood cancer Benjamins. Anyways, yeah, donate.
Yeah.
All right, Travis. Thank you so much for talking to me. It's so good to hear your voice again. You look great. You smell great. You sound great.
Soak in this facial hair. It'll be gone on the next episode, I promise you. All right. Yeah, that's going to do it for this episode. We're going to go record a Swiffle pod and then get on out of here. So until next time, I'm Travis.
And I'm Brandon. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.